fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. On Tuesday, the 8th day of May, year of our Lord, 2018, welcome to the John Moore Show. Well, the headline on Drudge this morning is, it's funny and it's sad at the same time. The New York Attorney General has been accused of beating women. This is the same guy who's been prosecuting men, and I don't know how many men, for far less things than beating women. And he has resigned. It looks like the President of the United States had knowledge of this several years ago. I believe it was 2013 that Donald Trump put out a tweet saying that this guy was not who he claimed to be. Interesting day. Prepper tip of the day. I want to encourage all of you to please consider getting all your dental work up to date. Personally, I visit my dentist twice a year, get a good cleaning, checkup, and so forth. And you don't want to go into a long-term crisis needing dental work. You really, really don't. That would not be a very wise thing at all. So that's your prepper tip of the day. We're going to have open lines this first hour. The call number is 800-313-9443. Take your questions, calls, and comments. Second hour, we hope to have Leon Green with us, who just recently got himself a 12-valve Dodge diesel pickup truck. It's one of the more desirable trucks a human being could want to own. Good for you, Leon. Okay. I'm going to be talking with some local officials about protecting some recently retired radio equipment that's in storage. I brought this up at a chief's meeting some time back, 2 or 3 months ago, stating my concern that this equipment needed to be protected in a Faraday cage so that if and when it's ever needed, it would be functional, could be set up, and it could be put into service. I got busy, and I haven't come back to that topic with these men and women recently, but I'm going to do so this week to do everything I can to make sure that my county, Crawford County, Missouri, has emergency communications equipment that's properly protected, that can be brought out and used in the event that we have a man-made EMP or a coronal mass ejection, which one is a possibility, a very strong possibility, the man-made event. The other is an inevitability that at some point in the future, it may be 3 p.m. tomorrow, it might be 20 years in the future, at some point in the future, planet Earth will get hit by a very large, very damaging coronal mass ejection that has a possibility of knocking out power grids and modern electronics. Now, why am I telling you this? Because I want to encourage you to do the same thing in your county. There's over 3,000 counties in the United States. The overwhelming majority of them are in rural areas. All these rural areas, to the best of my knowledge, all have emergency communications these days. This is the modern age, right? And frequently, there's going to be a change out of equipment. Money becomes available. The chiefs, the fire chiefs, the paramedic chiefs, the police chiefs, the sheriff, the men and women in charge of emergency communications, they make a decision to change out the old equipment and replace it with new equipment. Now, that the old equipment has marginal resale value. It does have some resale value, but it's marginal. It's not a lot. There is just so much of this equipment, used equipment, on the market compared to the need for it. Very marginal dollar value. Which means, in my opinion, these county officials should consider, instead of surplusing that equipment out for 5 cents on the dollar, which a typical industrial auction equipment goes for 5 cents on the dollar. That's kind of an across-the-board benchmark there. Instead of surplusing out for 5 cents on the dollar, that they should instead take the old but perfectly good condition equipment, place it in a storage in a Faraday cage, and have it ready for use at a future time, if that time should ever arrive. That'd be a wise thing to do, don't you think? Now, we're talking not only what would be used for their central communications, their base stations, but also handy talkies and mobile units. The more the better. Don't forget the charging equipment, the power supplies, all those things as well, because, well, without the batteries and charging equipment, the handy talkies aren't going to be very handy, are they? Without the power supplies for the mobile units, you don't have a mobile unit. So the plan should take into account all those things. Base units and their power supplies, mobile units and their power supplies, handy talkies, which civilians call walkie-talkies, and their power supplies and batteries. All those things need to be taken into consideration. All of them need to be placed in Faraday cages and properly protected so that they're there for use if ever needed. Now, this could literally at some future date, if they're necessary, it wouldn't be a matter of speculation. It would be a real matter of life and death to have functional radios so the people, the men and women in your county, the paramedics, the firemen, the police, the sheriff's department, have functioning radios. Literally a matter of life and death. That's how serious this is. Now, typically, men and women in these departments, they don't necessarily think about what I'm talking about. They may not. You can't make any assumptions about what men and women know, what they understand, what they believe, what they will take action on. No assumptions. It's too important. It really is too important. No, I attend the chief's meetings in my county. They take place every 2 months. And I bring these topics up, and I'm finding some interest in them. Men and women involved in these emergency services, first responders, almost all of them have an interest in their community being safe. Very, very few exceptions. They are the extreme minority. Men and women involved as first responders who don't want to see their community properly protected. I've never personally never met any, quite frankly. So what can you do as an individual? Well, make some phone calls, meet some men and women in positions of responsibility. Now, the county sheriff would be a good starting point. The county sheriff of the more than 3,000 counties, of most of these 3,000 counties, not all, because there's been a movement by the powers that be to eliminate county sheriffs or marginalize them to where they have little, if any, authority. Marginalize them to where they don't have the traditional power of a county sheriff being the highest elected official, law enforcement official in the county. The highest law enforcement official in the county. That's a good starting point because they know everybody. They really do. Make an appointment with that sheriff. Treat this as a business appointment. Dress as you would go into church or to an important business meeting. If you have any friends that understand these matters about EMP, bring one or two along. You don't want a room full of six or eight people, but two or three would be a good number. Meet with the sheriff. Discuss your concerns with the sheriff about the consequences of electromagnetic pulse or a coronal mass ejection, and do your homework. Make sure you know what you're talking about, and you can talk about it without looking at notes, without having a little cheat sheet in front of you. You may have to read a book first. That wouldn't be so terrible, would it? Read the book 1 second after. Read the free download. And in fact, I would suggest bringing a copy of the free download at my website with you. It's about 200 pages. The download of the report of the EMP Commission. And make that a gift to the sheriff. Now, hopefully the sheriff would read it. I would say there's about a 50-50 chance that sheriffs would read this thing. But that's a good chance. Possibly the sheriff would assign his chief deputy or somebody else to read it on his behalf. Maybe his head of intelligence, if he has one. But do your part. Make a copy of the EMP Commission report. It's a free download at my website at thelibertyman.com. And make an appointment with the sheriff after you've read it yourself. Maybe read it two or three times so you really have a working knowledge of what's in that report. And keep in mind the following. There's a big black hole in that report that has to do with testing of cars and trucks. The commission was not provided the necessary funding to run a full test against cars and trucks, running a full-strength pulse against these cars and trucks, so they did not. They were instructed to run reduced-strength pulses against these cars and trucks, so they would not be terribly damaged, could be easily and cheaply repaired, and resold back into the market, saving the federal government of the United States money. The way they throw money around, it seems like a pretty silly thing. Spending money, for example, to have a study on why lesbians are obese. That's an important waste of taxpayers' money, isn't it? So do that. I encourage you to do that. You know, the county sheriff knows everyone. He knows all the players. He or she may not have the authority to make sure that surplus radio equipment is kept and stored in Faraday, but he knows the people that do have the authority if he or she does not have that authority. That'd be a pretty smart thing to do, wouldn't it? If you have a question or comment or want to pipe in on this, give us a call at 800-313-9443. I've known a lot of county sheriffs in my time. I couldn't tell you how many I've met. I've worked with sheriffs chiefs of police, police officers. My career going back to 1973 when I first got involved as a homicide detective working for the state of Missouri. With very, very few exceptions, and I can't think of any at the moment. These men, I haven't met any female sheriffs, but I believe there's some out there. These men have all been stand-up guys that did the right thing for the right reasons. I dated the niece of a sheriff in the county I lived in when I was in college. Very sweet young lady. And these men want their communities to be safe. This is their home. Even if their tenure as sheriff is going to expire and they have no intention of running again, they're still their home. They still want their county to be safe. And they will want to do the right thing for the right reasons. Don't make any assumptions that the sheriff actually has any working knowledge. Now, most sheriffs, I believe, in 2018 have probably heard of EMP. Maybe have some slight awareness of it. A dramatically smaller number would have any awareness at all of coronal mass ejections and the fact, and it is a scientific fact, that coronal mass ejections could knock out the power grid. We have a caller on hold here. We got Robert in Michigan. Good morning, Robert.
Good morning, John.
Yes, sir.
Can you recommend a book on EMP or CME?
Well,
I can refer to. There's so much information that you put out, which is great, but I just can't keep track of it all.
The EMP Commission report is a free download at my website. It's a small book, about 200 pages. That report. So okay. I recommend that. Now, as to the human and societal aspects, there's probably 200 books written at this point, and I've read dozens and dozens of these. One of the early ones, it's got a foreword written by the former Speaker of the House, Newt Gingrich. The title of it is One Second After. It's a good summary of the impact of EMP on a small community. When I say small community, 2,000 to 3,000 people in the Appalachian Mountains of North Carolina. Both have value, and both are a quick read, actually.
Wonderful.
Okay.
Now, secondly, several weeks back, I notified you of a site and a company called BG, that's Boy Golf, or Bravo Golf Micro, about deals on batteries and things like that. Well, they currently have CR2 Panasonic 3-volt batteries for 91 cents. And they also have AA Duracells for 52 cents apiece.
Well, those are good prices. I've been getting those types of batteries off either eBay or Amazon. Typically, I'll buy a dozen or even 40 or 50 at a time of the small ones. When you buy those kinds of things in bulk, you start getting some pretty serious discounts there.
Okay. Just thought I'd throw
Well, it's good to know all the options. It's good to know all the options.
Yeah, exactly.
Where I'd be looking for sale prices would be dedicated batteries meant for specific radios. Now, those can be very pricey, and it's difficult to find any bargains there.
Yeah, there's another site called Battery Sharks, like the fish, batterysharks.com.
Right.
I was my uninterruptible power supply used a specific 12-volt battery, and I was finding prices anywhere from the high 30s to the low 50s, and I bought three of them for $6 from these guys. So, you know, you just got to kind of do a little snooping around, and you'll find what you need if you've got the patience and the perseverance.
Absolutely.
Okay,
Robert,
John, thanks so much, guy.
We got a break. Call number is 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. May 5th is the last day you will hear this offer on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. It's taken 3 years before I could offer the Intershelter domes for sale. During those 3 years, several different governments and militaries were taking all their production. The Intershelter Dome homes may be just what you've been looking for to provide affordable, energy-efficient, permanent, and attractive housing. These dome homes are prefabricated units that can be assembled in a few hours by two men with a ladder and simple hand tools. Check out the photos of these dome homes built in the Arctic, on tropical beaches, in suburban areas, and in forests. All the details, many photographs, and the pricing of the dome homes are listed on the left-hand side of my homepage at thelibertyman.com. I think you'll find these homes are not only attractive, but they're energy efficient and a bonus. You can disassemble them and reassemble them as many times as you feel you need the need to. Pretty great, huh? Something that's very, very unique. Check them out at my website at thelibertyman.com.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Tuesday, the 8th of May. Great news. The Front Sight promotion here at Republic Broadcasting, the date has been extended to June the 2nd. If you've been thinking about it, pondering, and you hear any spots saying expired May the 5th, well, it didn't expire May the 5th. Due to popular demand and our sponsor, Dan Sutterfield, and Front Sight, Frontside, of course, had to go along with all this. The offer's been extended to June 2nd. So the time's not up. You have about three more weeks now where we thought that it had expired May the 5th. You now have till June the 2nd. So don't let this slip by again. This is an opportunity. Once it's gone, it's gone. Okay. I just got a note here from my engineer that we had 8 of these memberships sold just this past Friday. This is wonderful. I really like win-win situations. And this is definitely fits that definition of a win-win situation. So, yes, absolutely. Take advantage of it now while you can. Go to Republic Broadcasting's website, and you'll find the information there on our homepage. Okay. I don't know if you follow Dave Hodges. Dave was a host during public broadcasting a few years ago. He and I became friends during that period of time. My friend Paul Martin, who I visited with one-on-one in Colorado more times than I can think of offhand. Dave and Paul have been working together on a number of different articles and projects, which include exposing the potential of what Dave is calling a Red Dawn invasion. It won't look like either one of the two movies. There could be certain aspects of it that would be similar, but it'll have its own characteristics. Red Dawn's kind of a generic way to get people's attention of what could possibly be planned for this country, which would be an armed invasion by a combination of communists from Cuba and other countries south of the border, gang members from south of the border, along with Russians and Chinese providing training, logistical support, and so forth. That is certainly a possibility if this was to happen. EMP attack would almost without a doubt be part of it. Now, they have goals. The international communists have goals, and we'll talk about that more the second hour tomorrow with Jeff Nyquist. But they don't want a glass parking lot to take over that's been nuked and poisoned. No, the United States of America, that's not what they want. What do they want? Well, what's the wealth of any country? The wealth of any country is mines, factories, and farms. That's the wealth of any country, mines, factories, and farms. And, of course, the necessary infrastructure to make that happen. They want that intact. They want the mines intact and unharmed. The infrastructure supports the mines. They want the farms intact and unharmed and all the infrastructure that supports these farms, which includes grain and food processing plants, transportation, refrigeration, the locks and dams on these rivers, the railroads, factories. There's still a lot of manufacturing in this country. Don't fool yourself. A lot of manufacturing. They don't want those factories permanently blown up or nuked. They're prepared to deal with repairing broken infrastructure. That would take years. And it would be incremental, getting the oil refineries back up and running, the locks and dams working again, the airports functioning again. And if I was in charge, if I was working for the Russians and Chinese, I would have warehouses full of the necessary equipment to repair the locks and dams, the railroads, the airports, the aircraft themselves. I would have warehouses full of all that so that after the United States was defeated, my technicians could incrementally get the infrastructure of the United States back up and running. That's what I would do. Have the Russians and Chinese done that? I don't know. That's something I don't have access to that information. I only know what I would do. That's how my brain works. I don't know about your brain, but that's how my brain works. Would be to set up everything necessary to repair and replace the things damaged by electromagnetic pulse. At the same time, most of the Americans, what they don't want or need, would be dead within a year. What a great program. Here's our break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We're continuing our Energy Cleaner promotion, which began August of 2016. In this promotion, you get to buy an Energy Cleaner $70 off retail and a mattress pad 10% off retail. $200 of the purchase price of the Energy Cleaner goes to Republic Broadcasting. This is a great way to help get Energy Cleaners out to people who need them and have some financial issues to deal with. And, of course, a great way to support Republic Broadcasting. Here's what you do. Send in a postcard. My address is John Moore, P.O. Box 201, Davidsville, Missouri. We pick a postcard every 2 weeks. If your postcard is drawn, you get the chance to buy the Energy Cleaner $70 off retail and 10% off the mattress pads. Put your name and your address, your telephone number and your email address on the postcard, and we wish you the best of luck. Thank you.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendover.
More here on Tuesday, the 8th day of May. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. I talked a little bit about the EMP Commission report. Scroll down to the right side of my website. You'll see where it says free downloads, just to the right of me and my camouflage tiger stripe fatigues. Free downloads. There's some very significant documents there. You need to check those out. Very significant, very important documents. A lot of people think that because they can point and click on their computer screen that they're researchers. I have professional training, both as a paralegal and as intelligence analyst, to understand and do research the way a professional does it. And these documents are very valuable. Also, my website, of course, you'll find Energy Cleaners for sale. I was talking to one of my doctor friends last night. I'm going to be printing out some material for him about the Energy Cleaner that he'll be getting tonight. We'll be talking about the Energy Cleaner. He's already done a quick check on the Energy Cleaner himself with his modality he uses for testing procedures, and he's kind of excited about the Energy Cleaner. I'm finding more and more healthcare professionals, once they understand what the energy cleaner is, how it works, they get excited about it and frequently want to incorporate it into their practice. They want to see their clients, their patients get well, get healthy again. That's their goal. And that's my goal with the energy cleaner. Chronic pain will take over your life. It will. Chronic pain will take over your life. The energy cleaner helps you with chronic pain. It could be arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain. Doesn't matter. The energy cleaner will most likely help. Not getting a great night's sleep, the energy cleaner will help there also. Only $285 shipping included to American zip codes. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 90-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do, a 90-day money-back guarantee. I do take PayPal for payment. PayPal is the most secure way to make any payment online. They now take payments themselves if you need to spread out that dollar amount. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. I have everything in stock right now. I'm ready for immediate shipment. You can place your order at my website for the energy cleaner and the mattress pad, or you can call my toll-free order line 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. We're talking about electromagnetic pulse and the consequences for your community, your county in particular. At the county level, you can have an impact. It's fairly easy at the county level to meet with and talk one-on-one with the decision makers as opposed to the state level. If you even get to talk to the chief of staff of the governor, whatever state you live in, that's quite an accomplishment. It really is. But at the county level, you can meet the actual decision makers and get to know them. They get to know you and help make important changes at the county level. Now, most of you aren't old enough to remember this, and I have no personal recollection, so I'm not old enough either. But prior to the Franklin Roosevelt administration, most government, most of the time, for most Americans, was at the city and county level. State had little involvement with people's lives, and the federal government had almost no involvement whatsoever with people's lives prior to the Franklin Roosevelt administration. Almost none. That all changed during the Roosevelt administration. During a severe crisis, a severe long-term crisis, government once again will be at the city and county level. If there's any government at all, that's where it's going to be. There'll be something that believes it's a state government with very little they can or will do. And there will still be something called the federal government with very little that they can or will do either in terms of any impact on the average American. So that's what we're looking at, in my opinion, in the event of a nationwide power grid down situation, regardless of the cause, whether it's a coronal mass ejection or electromagnetic pulse attack, regardless of the cause, that's where we would go back to. We have a caller on hold here. We got John in Tennessee. Good morning, John.
Good morning, John. How are you doing?
Really good. What's on your mind, sir?
Well, a couple things. First of all, I'm going to sound kind of like a contrarian. I really don't mean to be, but that's my nature, is to look at things and kind of think about them. We hear about electromagnetic pulse, and you said in the previous segment that they want to keep the refrigeration going and other things, you know, the dams. These are all controlled by computers and circuit boards and things that I've seen that most people can only imagine how intricate and how sensitive these boards are, what they cost to replace, and how difficult they are to come by. So basically, I don't think that there would ever be an electromagnetic pulse that would be caused by the people that want to bring about chaos. If they really want to keep refrigeration and the dams and the, things going as they are, because that's an impossibility. Now, I know you're a Christian man, so I want to ask you something, if you don't mind, about the actual creation of the earth. God said he put a firmament above the earth, separating the waters above from the waters below. And then he put the sun and the moon in the firmament. So my question to you is, if the Bible is true about the creation story, then how in earth can the sun and the moon be outside the firmament and a vacuum exist without a firmament around the earth? How can a vacuum exist exactly next to an atmosphere and the atmosphere not be equalized to the vacuum?
Well, science is not my expertise, but and I'm not exactly sure what firmament is offhand. My rather primitive understanding of these matters is that our atmosphere is held in place by gravitational force of our planet, and it does get thinner. The farther away you get from that gravitational force, the less atmosphere there is, until there's virtually none at all once you get to the 50 or so miles above Earth. That's my understanding there, John.
Okay. All right. Well, let me elaborate, and I appreciate you letting me do this. But if I have a vacuum that I vacuum my room with, my living room, and I have a hole in the hose that depletes the vacuum force coming off the motor, the vacuum is not going to pick up. So to think that something that is an expanse, literally an infinite expanse of space, that is all a vacuum according to science, who we know what science is, it's basically the study of knowledge, speculation. But if it's an expanse of a vacuum, then your common sense would tell you that Earth's atmosphere would be sucked out. And as to your what a firmament is, according to the Bible, John, is it was hammered out by God and placed over the earth, separating the waters above from the waters beneath. And when he flooded the earth, if you believe the flood story, and I do, I take it as fact, he literally opened the windows of heaven and the fountains of the deep and flooded the earth. Now, most people will say, well, the firmament was there prior to Noah's flood, but it was gone. God removed it. And we're more like we've got this atmospheric firmament around us. And I've asked people, and they have actually said, well, we're like a yolk and an egg. Well, John, that's ridiculous. But that's what science would have us believe. So I guess the long story short of what I'm telling people, look at the biblical account of the creation of the earth, where God in Job was talking to Job and asked him, in my language, Job, pull your pants up. I'm going to ask you some questions, and you're going to answer me. Where were you? In Job chapter 38, he says, where were you when I stretched a line upon the earth, when I set the cornerstone? He talks about the pillars of the earth. Show me a corner. Show me a cornerstone. Show me how you stretch a line upon a ball to obtain a level. Show me how you have pillars on a globe, and I'll believe that the earth is flying through space, going around the sun. When Joshua was fighting a battle, he commanded the sun and the moon to stand still, not the earth. The sun, according to the Bible, has a circuit, not the earth. And with that, I appreciate you giving me the time, but I'm telling you,
okay,
we've been lied to.
Okay, John. Thank you. We appreciate the call. Thank you, sir. Call number is 800-313-9443. One of the wonderful things about the United States of America, everybody can have their own opinion. That's certainly one of the great things about this country. If the Russians and Chinese do plan to use EMP against us, they don't intend to keep everything going for us. What their intention would be to have infrastructure to primarily interested in food production, the harvesting, the proper refrigeration, transportation of food. That's what's really unique about the United States, not so much our manufacturing. The mines and the farms are the two big prizes, manufacturing a little bit less so. getting minimal amounts of infrastructure up and running, if you're the people that built it in the first place. We're at a point now where the Communist Chinese are providing the circuit boards for our U.S. Air Force high-performance jet fighters. So, of course, why wouldn't they be able to replace these complex pieces of equipment since they built them in the first place? And they wouldn't be replacing everybody's refrigerator in everybody's home. They could care less about that. We're talking the refrigerated storehouses, refrigerated reefer trucks to move food, refrigerated railroad cars, those kinds of things, industrial equipment, not equipment for use by the average Americans, who 9 out of 10 are going to be dead anyway. That's what they would be concerned about. That's what they would take care of. Now, they have these free trade zones. I think the one closest to me is in Metro Kansas City. I wouldn't be surprised at all if they've got everything there to be back up and running after an EMP within hours to provide electricity, food, water, housing with heat and air conditioning for their own people within hours of a nationwide EMP attack. That wouldn't surprise me at all. That would give them a base of operations where their men and women would be safe and secure, well-fed, living in dormitories that had climate control, which is kind of important. I mean, you know, you can open up doors and windows when it's hot and you'll be at by, but when it's 10 degrees outside, you better darn well have some heat in that structure. It would give them a secure base of operations to do what they need to do. Portable equipment could be set up. The military has this kind of equipment to get an airport up and running in hours, even if the equipment that normally runs the airport is down. The permanently installed radar and communications equipment that airports use, military could move in there and within 1 8-hour shift get minimal operations running, and within 24 hours probably be able to handle very near the normal capacity of an airport with military grade portable equipment that would be properly stored in Faraday cages. That's how they would do it. It's a massive, massive logistical and engineering challenge. But I have no doubt whatsoever the Russians and Chinese are up to that challenge and meeting that challenge. No doubt whatsoever they could do that. And that would be their way of achieving their goal. They want our real estate, our food growing real estate. There is nothing anywhere like what we have to grow, harvest, process, transport food. There's no place on the planet that does what we do as well as we do. For grains, fruits, vegetables, meat, dairy products, all those things. Nobody even comes close. California by itself outproduces most parts of the world. The Midwest, between the Rocky Mountains and the Appalachian Mountains, is much of it is a vast agricultural area. Grains, fruits, vegetables, mostly grains, cattle, chickens, goats, all those things. Will these things happen? I don't know. Could they happen? Of course they could. Of course they could. What can you do as an individual? Well, I go back to my mantra. Set up a hobby farm a good distance from a city. It takes 2 to 3 years to be producing enough food on a hobby farm to feed the people that live there. You think you're going to do it in 1 year? Well, all I can say is good luck. If you're doing nothing else and you have the proper resources and knowledge, maybe. Maybe. It's a big maybe. It's a huge maybe. But the time to get started is yesterday. That's when the time to get started was, yesterday. Getting the hobby farm purchased, getting the land ready to plant with fruits and vegetables, whatever livestock you're going to have, cattle, goats, chickens, horses maybe, mules, whatever. A lot of work to do. Barns, outbuildings, irrigation equipment. It's a long, long list. You're not going to do that in a year. If you can, God bless you for doing so. The second year, you'll be providing a small percentage of your food for your people that live there. By the third year, you may be supplying a good portion of that. Here's our break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
There's an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I have to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Okay, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Tuesday, the 8th day of May. We have a local preparedness group in Crawford County, where I live, Osage Township, by Burnham, Missouri. Men and women in our area that recognize the clear and present danger posed by EMP. That's what got our group really a shot in the arm. Oh, this is the third year, I guess. One of our local cattle ranchers, he's also a metal worker, great guy. He came to understand the true nature of what EMP can do. And he became very concerned for his family, very concerned, to the point where he approached me and said, John, let's do something here in Osage Township. He knew I'd been working with the men and women in Viburnum, Missouri for a number of years already at that point, probably 3 or 4 years already. And I said, sure, let's go ahead and do that. Let's see what we can do in Osage Township. Now, this is a rural area. I mean, we're talking serious country here. Davidson, Missouri is a zip code. We don't even have a post office anymore. The one retail, we have two retail stores. One sells handmade knives and various tourist-related items. The other is a little country store that has bread and milk and bacon and different foodstuffs. Doesn't even sell gasoline. We no longer have a post office. It's about 100 square miles. The zip code 65456, Davidson, Missouri. No post office. I don't know what the population of Davidsville is, our zip code, but it can't be more than 400 or 500 people at the most in 100 square miles. But out of this group of people, we have an active group that has training once a month. We show a free movie every night, which is a social event with some discussion. And we're now in our third year of doing this. This is our third year of training and movie nights during the warmer weather when it's above freezing. It's a lot of fun. You get to meet people you would never meet otherwise. We've had visitors come from other states to stop by for movie night and training both. And it's a lot of fun. You can do this also in your community. All it takes is a few interested people to start it up and get it going. That's all it takes. Doesn't take any money of any consequence. We show our free movie every Friday at the American Legion post there in Davisville, where I'm the commander. We're working to get a permanent source of funding. Right now, our only funding is selling snacks at free movie night. Hot dogs, brats, popcorn, soft drinks, coffee, candy, and so forth. It's a small bit of income, not much. We're looking at another source of income that I'm working on to see how viable that is. Any little group's going to need a source of funding. Typically, small groups of funding comes out of people's personal bank accounts, the members of the group, which that's okay, but that gets old after a while. So having a source of funding is important. Now, the American Legion has a source of funding. We have a trash service that we provide for our community. And that's worked out real nice for the American Legion. But do what you can. It's important for your community to have organization, have training, have equipment. It's important for your community to do that. And if you don't do it, who's going to? That's my question. If you don't do it, who's going to? We know the answer to that. If you don't do it, in conjunction with some other folks, it's simply not going to happen. We have top of the hour break coming up here. Leon Green will be with us, and he'll get us caught up on his latest training, and we'll talk about doTERRA essential oil. Stay tuned.
Public Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.